This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. It's a year and a half out, but experts are already saying that the winner of the 2012 presidential election will be the candidate who carries Colorado. Ken Bickers is the chair of political science at CU Boulder. He gave CPR's Pat Mack an overview of how support for President Obama has shifted across the country, making Colorado even more important this time.
The electoral map across the country has changed some. It certainly looks to be much more of an uphill fight for the president. You've got kind of clusters of states that appear to be the battleground states in the South, Southeast, Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida. Certainly North Carolina and Florida look very difficult for the Democrats to hold on to. States along the Ohio River and then sweeping up into the upper Midwest. So those are Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana along the Ohio River, and then states like Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. Certainly the Democrats are likely to keep some of those, but it's going to be hard for them to keep them all. And then in the Southwest, or the Intermountain West, there's Colorado, New Mexico, and Nevada, all of which look to be battleground states.
So if you're not sure anymore about a Pennsylvania, Florida, and Ohio, those are states with 20-some electoral votes. You need to get to 270. So that's possibly, it could be a switch of 60-some electoral votes just with those three states.
Well, if he doesn't keep at least some of those three states, he loses. I mean, it's as simple as that. He's going to have to win some combination of Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida. Then he has to hang on to states in the upper Midwest, and get some of the states in the Southwest that are battleground states, including Colorado. Colorado is one of the few states in that whole list that has been trending from red over toward the blue side. Most of the states on that list, not all of them, but most of the states have been trending from blue to red, and that's where it's going to be very difficult for the president's campaign to hang on to those states. That's one of the reasons why Colorado is so important. They need to keep it in the blue category for them.
George W. Bush's political advisor, Karl Rove, was in Colorado just a few weeks ago, and he said that Colorado is critical to the Republican nominee. What is the calculation there?
Well, it's the flip side. The Republicans need to get some of these Western states back in their column. They certainly need Colorado, partly because it's a mid-sized state. 9 electoral college votes is not trivial. The other battlegrounds in the West are typically more Democratic. One is New Mexico, which has been almost as razor close as Ohio and Florida in recent years. And the other is Nevada, which has historically been, at least in recent history, a Democratic state. So Nevada looks to be in play. The Democrats will have to hold that one. The Republicans really need to get Colorado. We're going to see a lot of Republican candidates here in the state as the election campaign unfolds.
The economy is a major issue. Even in Colorado, the economy is not that great. So why is Colorado now more of a blue state?
Well, partly it has to do with influx of new populations. The growth in Colorado has been disproportionately from states where Democrats tend to win elections. So particularly from the West Coast, California, obviously in particular, is a major source of population into Colorado. The other large growing population in the state of Colorado are Hispanics and Hispanic voters, and that's a group that tends disproportionately to support Democratic candidates. They voted by about a 2/3, 1/3 ratio for Obama in 2008. But the other thing about the Hispanic vote in 2008 that was interesting was the increase in turnout. So when you're thinking about putting together a voting coalition, there's the issue of how big is that group of potential voters, what's the proportion that they might vote for you, and then third, what will their turnout be? And I think the fear on the Democratic side is that the intensity is simply not there going into the 12 cycle that was there in the 8 cycle, that groups of voters that very much liked Obama may still, the ratio may be much the same, but if turnout doesn't materialize, then the president's in deep trouble.
I also understand he won independence by big margins here. That's going to be, I guess, harder to do in 2012 as well.
Well, in the current public opinion polls across the board, regardless of the polling company, independents have moved away from the president. Those are snapshots, and certainly there's time he could rebuild support with independents. But his support, particularly among white working class voters, has just fallen off a cliff. These are folks that have been hit hard by the economy, and he's going to have to do a lot. That's a very large voting group in the state of Colorado.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. We're talking about Colorado's role in the 2012 presidential election with Ken Bickers, a professor and chair of political science at CU Boulder. The Republican nominee is still very much up in the air, but it certainly seems possible for whoever that person is to win the presidential race.
I think that's right. The map, the economy, the underlying fundamentals, this shapes up to be an election year where a challenger could beat an incumbent. So at this point, while the Republicans don't yet have a nominee, it's still relatively early in that process. There are many months that the Republican field can be winnowed down. As it winnows down, the people who are rising to the top will start to look stronger and begin to get some momentum. It'll shape up as a more conventional race. But we're a long way out from the election at this point. 4 years ago, Barack Obama was one on the list, but he was not yet a front runner. That was Hillary Clinton. All the conventional wisdom said she would be the Democratic nominee. She's now Secretary of State.
And the way things look right now, would you say President Obama is favored to win re-election or the Republican nominee is favored?
Right now, if I were a betting person, I would say that the Republican nominee would be more likely than not to win this election. We don't see elections where, with economic conditions like this, incumbents are reelected. You'd have to go way back in history, actually to 1936, to find an incumbent who was returned to office with economic conditions as bad as they are right now. It certainly was the case in 1984 when Ronald Reagan was running for re-election. Unemployment was high, but it was coming down very rapidly by the time the election season was underway. So there was a very clear sense of momentum that was in a positive direction. At least at this moment, on the domestic front, the economic front, there's very little momentum that would be viewed as positive.
What do you see there? You're on a college campus in Boulder. A lot of young people were very excited in 2008 for Obama. What's the situation now?
Well, it's early, but at least at this point, I'm not seeing the kinds of signs of that visceral excitement that was there in 2008.
Will it be harder for President Obama to craft a message that appeals to young people and college students?
I suspect it will, partly because in 2008, it was a historical campaign, and students wanted to be part of that history. It's hard to say that the re-election of somebody is as big a deal as the first election of someone. So I think the first-time element, it'll be hard to recreate the excitement about that. And the other thing I my sense is that students are worried about their economic futures. They have friends that have been graduating and going out looking for jobs and finding it very, very difficult to find jobs. There's more worry on the part of students, I think, these days. At least that's my sense, is that students are kind of preoccupied with what will it look like for me when I graduate. And that was different. Even though the economy was not doing well in 08, there was a greater sense of optimism about the future. At least that was my perception that students had.
And I guess it's just hard to craft a message for anybody if the economy is bad, because you're saying, you know, sign up for another 4 years of this in some sense.
Well, the message will be it could have been a lot worse. That's a very hard message to sell, that you know, vote for me because it's bad, but it would have been worse otherwise. Usually people want some positive, not a less negative reason for supporting someone.
So we'll see campaign activity in Colorado by both parties.
Oh, absolutely.
And will it be more than 2008?
I think it's likely to be more than in 2008 because I think the Republicans are likely to be here more often than we saw in 2008. Now, it was certainly the case that McCain made some visits and Sarah Palin made quite a number of visits here in 2008. But I think the top of the ticket on the Republican side is likely to be here more frequently. I think we'll see a lot of Obama, Michelle Obama, and Joe Biden here in the state. So it's going to be a busy place. There'll be a lot of opportunities for the public to tune in and see the candidates in person.
Ken Vickers is a professor and chair of political science at CU Boulder. He spoke with CPR's Pat Mack.